Hola, soy Jordan, and this is a Spanish quickie. Fast, easy Spanish lessons from somebody who speaks your language. We're gonna pick up this week right where we left off last week. If you missed that one, I'm busy working on my next premium Spanish course called Verb Conjugation Bootcamp. It'll help you out big time if you're having problems with verb conjugation. Who's not? But I didn't want you to miss out on your free Spanish quickies every week while I'm slaving away on the new course. So last week, I dug into another Spanish course I sell, the Travel Spanish Crash Course, perfect for when you're traveling, and played for you Greetings and Being Polite, Part 1. You saw different ways, the real ways, to say hello and goodbye, not just hola and adios. If you missed that video, you can watch it right now at gringoespanol.com/quickies/greetings1. That link is also below this video. Well, this week, not only are you gonna see Greetings and Being Polite, Part 2, but you're also gonna see Greetings and Being Polite, Part 3. I call that a double doozy. Remember, these are just two of the 66 videos inside the Travel Spanish Crash Course, and for a very limited time, I'm offering a huge discount on the whole course. So if you like this video, afterward, go to gringoespanol.com/travel-spanish and get the whole course for the special low price. Don't worry, all these links are also below this video. Now sit back and enjoy from the Travel Spanish Crash Course, Greetings and Being Polite, Part 2. Welcome to Greetings and Being Polite, Part 2. If you haven't seen Greetings and Being Polite, Part 1, you might not understand this that well. It's better if you watch Part 1 first. In that lesson, you learned how to properly start and end conversations. Well, after the hellos and goodbyes, the next most important group of words is please, thank you, and you're welcome. But just like in the last video, it's not quite as simple as just learning three words. First, please is por favor. Then thank you is gracias. Also very common is thanks a lot, which is muchas. Gracias. Then the third and final piece of the puzzle, you're welcome, is de nada. De nada doesn't literally mean you're welcome, it basically means it's nothing, but de nada is what they say for you're welcome. Again, just get used to this. But often you'll hear a shorter version of that, just nada without the de. So if you said thank you to somebody, gracias, they could say de nada or just nada back. I like that one a lot. Gracias, nada. Very common and very cool in my dorky opinion. Let's see some examples of all this. To the clips from Spain we go.
Hola, por favor.
I was walking down the street in that one and wanted to ask that lady for directions. A very common way to start out is hola, por favor, then ask your question. Hola, por favor is hello, please.
Hola, por favor.
You can also combine por favor with a word you learned in the last video, señor or sir. So, señor, por favor.
Señor, por favor.
This is really just being polite and getting their attention. Señor, por favor is like Mr. Please or Sir Please. They won't say anything, they'll just look at you. That's when you ask your first question.
Señor, por favor.
In this next one, I was looking for a supermarket and these two nice people had just helped me. I wanted to thank them, so I said gracias or thank you.
Okay, gracias.
Actually, I said okay, gracias or okay, thank you. The word okay is very common in Latin America, but not as much in Spain. You will hear it sometimes though, and you'll almost always be understood when you say it.
Okay, gracias.
This next one is the same situation. I was in Barcelona and this group had just helped me when I asked them for directions. I thanked them, gracias, then they said de nada, or you're welcome.
Gracias.
Their de nada at the end there wasn't very easy to hear. Take a look again.
Gracias.
This next one's clearer, but there's more going on. I say muchas gracias, or thank you very much. Then she said de nada, but pretty clearly. But then both of us added something else, not so clearly. Check it out, then I'll explain, then I'll show you the same clip again.
Muchas gracias.
De nada.
Ciao.
After she said de nada pretty clearly, we're kind of talking over each other. That's how it usually happens naturally. She said adios or goodbye, then I said ciao, which is more just bye. Check it out again. I say muchas gracias, she says de nada, then adios, and I say ciao.
Muchas gracias.
De nada.
Ciao.
Okay, that's it for Greetings and Being Polite, Part 2. If you mastered this stuff in Part 1 and Part 2, you'd be really set up nicely when you get to Spain. Those are definitely the most common and most important phrases when it comes to being polite. But in Part 3, I'm gonna show you how to say stuff like, I'm sorry, excuse me, and can I take a picture? Stuff like that. It comes in handy more often than you might think. I'll see you there. Hasta luego. Pretty easy, no? Okay, here's Greetings and Being Polite, Part 3 from the Travel Spanish Crash Course. Welcome to Greetings and Being Polite, Part 3. You now know different ways to say say hello, goodbye, please, thank you, and you're welcome. If you're sitting there thinking, no I don't, then you haven't been through parts 1 and 2 yet, go back and do that now. These first two words are pretty easy because they both look very similar to their English counterparts. They often go together too. Perdón is the Spanish word for pardon. They're used the same way too. If you didn't hear somebody, you can say perdón. If you're in somebody's way, you could say, oh, perdón. Then permiso is permission. Use this if somebody's in your way. It's kind of like excuse me for us. They just use the word permiso or permission.
Permiso. Gracias.
In that one, I was at the market in Barcelona and this lady was blocking my way. I said permiso or permission, but really excuse me. Then she said something to the effect of ay and moved out of my way. Of course, I said gracias or thank you.
Permiso.
Ay.
Gracias.
Like I said before, these two words often go together. One person says permiso, or get out of my way, then the second person says perdón, or sorry man. In this one, I'm leaving a restaurant in Sevilla and there's a guy blocking my way.
Permiso. Gracias.
Perfect example. I said permiso, he said perdón, then I said gracias.
Permiso. Gracias.
Like I said, permiso means permission, but they use it when we would say excuse me, like can you get out of my way? But the word they say for excuse me, more for I'm sorry for disrupting you, is discúlpame. I remember that by looking at the beginnings of the words disrupt and discúlpame. This comes in handy when you want to ask somebody a question, but they're not facing you or they just don't notice you for whatever reason. You saw me before say hola, por favor, or hello, please, right before I asked a question. An alternative way to open up is with discúlpame, then ask your question. You're saying excuse me or I'm sorry to disrupt you.
Discúlpame. Esto es...
I just said discúlpame to get their attention, then asked whatever question I wanted to ask.
Discúlpame. Esto es...
Of course, just like before, it's common to combine discúlpame with pretty much every word you learned in the Greetings in Being Polite videos.
Discúlpame, señor.
I went up to the newspaper guy, a great choice for asking directions, and said, discúlpame, señor, which is excuse me, sir, then asked him for directions. You'll see more of this clip in another module.
Discúlpame, señor.
Another very common word, you'll hear this all the time, and it looks like its English counterpart too, is pasa, which means pass. If you knock on a door, they'll say pasa for come in. If you're outside a restaurant and you get to the front door at the same time as somebody else, you could hold the door for them and say pasa, go ahead.
Puede pasar, pasas.
Gracias.
Nada.
Hasta luego.
You saw this clip in a previous video, I'm just showing you what happened before now. The guy held the door for me and said pasa three times. Puede pasa, pasa, pasa. That means you can pass, pass, pass. Don't worry about words you don't know, ignore them. Pick out the words you do recognize. After he told me to go ahead, I said gracias or thank you. Then he said nada or nothing. That's the part you saw before. We traded some hasta luegos and I got in the elevator.
Puede pasar, pasas.
Gracias.
Nada.
Hasta luego.
Two more things, then we're out of here. It's considered rude to take a picture of somebody without asking, but taking a picture is awesome. If you want to take a picture of somebody, it's best to ask first. Can I take a picture? Is puedo hacer foto? If you just said foto with a question tone, that would work every single time.
Hola, puedo hacer foto, por favor? ¿Puedo hacer foto?
Sí.
Gracias.
In both those clips, it's the same. I ask, ¿puedo hacer foto? And they answer, sí, rather emphatically. That's usually how it'll go.
Hola, ¿puedo hacer foto, por favor? ¿Puedo hacer foto?
Sí.
Gracias.
Finally, and this is optional, but it's really fun, and I promise, if you do this, you'll feel like you're high. It's not hard, and it'll become instinctive really quickly. An easy, casual way to say, how are you, is ¿qué tal? That's like, what's up? It's very common in laid-back Spain. So, hola, ¿qué tal? Would be, hello, how are you? Almost always, this goes just like it would in English. They'll answer good or really good, which is bien or muy bien. Bien is good, and muy is very, so muy bien is very good.
Hola.
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Muy bien.
I said hola, then he said hola, ¿qué tal? Then I said muy bien. At this point, it's only polite to ask them the same thing. And you is ¿y tú? Very, very common. Be careful, just like in English, they don't really care how you're doing. Just say bien or muy bien.
Muy bien. ¿Y tú?
Muy bien.
Muy bien.
Cool, no? Here's the whole thing together now.
Hola.
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Muy bien. ¿Y tú?
Muy bien.
Muy bien.
Okay, that's it for greetings and being polite. I'll see you later. Hasta luego. Pretty cool, no? That taxi guy is one of my favorites. Those words, permiso, perdón, and discúlpame, I was just keeping it simple because that's the theme of the course, just the basics for traveling. Those definitions are kind of subjective. It really just depends on the situation and even the tone or intent, but they all mean excuse me in some way. Now don't forget, if you like the style of those videos, for a limited time only, I'm running a special deal on the Travel Spanish Crash Course. You'll get a huge discount on all 66 videos in the course. You just saw two of them, and they all have the video examples from Spain. There's a lot more to it than that. Get all the details at gringoespanol.com/travel-spanish. That link is also below this video. This offer won't be up there forever though, so grab it now before you forget or the price goes up. Either way, I'll see you next time. Hasta luego. Adios, amigo.